This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was The Kinks with Better Things. It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we're now joined by Dania from the news team for today's Keep in View. And today we're talking about an 11-year-old Malaysian boy who has become an internet sensation after he was discovered to be a seller on Shopee. And he plans to use the money to improve his online studies. So Dania, tell us more.
Yes, so this story actually went viral because a buyer who received the wrong size product, you know, he thought he was being scammed. But then when he actually reached out, he discovered that it was an honest mistake by an 11-year-old. And, you know, the customer shared his experience online. So that's what really led to all the social media attention. And the name of the seller is Umar Al-Khattab, and he's the fourth child among five siblings. All of them are still in school. So, you know, this sort of means, you know, having to share devices for classes and, you know, priority given to his older siblings. So this led to him missing a few classes. And Umar's parents couldn't really afford to buy a new phone. So instead that, you know, they said that because he already has sort of an interest in learning about online sales, he could use the money he earned from selling products on Shopee. And in general, you know, his parents, they monitor his internet use, they help him deal with suppliers, you know, all the postal packaging matters. But overall, they say it's basically a one-man show. Umar manages the account by himself, including deciding on the products and their price. And, you know, really, so far, he's been doing quite well. He sells a variety of things, ranging from watches, LED lights to stationery items. And he's received about 300 orders in the past 9 days since he became a Shopee seller. And, you know, that's led to suppliers leaving a whole stock of their products to Umar to sort of let him sell as many as he can. And his shop on the platform has also gained 5,000 followers. And, you
wow.
know, I know it's amazing. And, you know, he says that he plans on continuing not just so that he can get money to buy his phone, but also to, you know, just sort of help his family ease their burden throughout this time.
So we've talked about it before, right? Young people turning to e-commerce as a way to not just make money, but to build their skills. And I think it's not particularly surprising, especially when there's so many resources available to help with growing a business online.
That's, you know, that's really true because, you know, Umar's parents say that, you know, this young entrepreneur, you know, he spends a lot of time on platforms like YouTube trying to learn the do's and don'ts of online learning. And Umar says that he learned to talk to customers and bring in new products and in general, just learn how to deal with problems. So, for example, he says that when he delivers the wrong item or the wrong size, he actually calls up the customer to apologize to explain his mistake, which I think is a skill most adults don't have at this
yes.
point either. But, you know, even though it is a really good initiative on his part, I think it also continues to highlight this lack of access to digital devices, especially for children in a time of distance learning. And, you know, we've talked about it before. The government has previously said that they would supply 150,000 laptops to students nationwide under the 2021 budget. And this is meant to be completed this September. But, you know, clearly there are some gaps because consequently, kids like Umar, they are forced to fend for themselves by using their creativity to address the issue.
Yes, and I think like that's the part that we shouldn't. I mean, as heartwarming and inspiring as the story is, it comes from a real need, a need for kids to actually be given to have more access to these devices, particularly when they're essentially learning online and have been for so many months now. Let us know what you think. What do you think of young people taking to the e-commerce platform, learning how to become entrepreneurs? We're talking about this because an 11-year-old boy has become quite a sensation on an online e-commerce platform. So let us know. You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.